Resting in the presence of love, we receive our breath. Rooting ourselves in this moment, aware of God's kindness, of God's patience, of God's gentleness, and the tender ways that God calls us home, seeing us. We recognize that God is with us as we are, that God accepts us for who we are, that God wants more for us, and that God wants to answer our prayers more than we want our prayers answered. In resting in the presence of God, in the presence of love, trusting in the goodness of the divine, we open our hearts with gratitude. Thankful. Grateful and appreciative of all the good gifts we receive today. Of new discoveries, of new freedoms, of glimpses of love and glimpses of grace. In the gratitude of this moment, our hearts open so that our ears can be receptive, so that we can see with the parts of ourselves that often don't look. In breathing in this gratitude, our hearts expand, our chests are open, and we are present. We are here. In gratitude, we receive the gift of this day. And we rummage through it with our memories, searching for that consolation. Consolation that maybe we were aware of in the moment, or that consolation that we may not have been able to perceive. And so as we rummage through this day, we remember waking up in a bed far away from home, without the normal duties and responsibilities waiting for us. A little bit of freedom. And not have to make our own breakfast or do our own dishes. To take the morning as slowly as we wanted. And beginning it with a meal, with old friends or new friends. Waking our body up with yoga. And the beginning to learn old ways of praying that may have seemed new. We search for a consolation. Maybe it was fried chicken at lunch, or the warmth of the sunlight on our faces, the sound of the fountain in that little lake. Maybe it was the peaceful presence of a monk walking in his habit, quietly and gently through a monastery. Maybe it was the smile of a friend. The embrace of someone here who held us, not realizing what the touch meant to us. Maybe it was the gift of a practice we've been praying for years, or a practice we just learned this afternoon. Maybe it was learning to have compassion on ourselves, to forgive ourselves or someone who's hurt us. Maybe it was the smell of the Palo Santo. Whatever it was, we searched through this day looking for that moment of peace and tranquility, that moment of deep rest, that moment where we felt connected to the source of love, the goodness of God, the presence of the divine. And in the most ordinary of moments, being caught off guard, we allow ourselves to be held by it. To listen to it. To hear what it was that God was saying. That we deserve good gifts. That we are loved. That we're forgiven. We are free. That the child inside our hearts can come out and play safely. That we can connect to our bodies. That we can allow our hearts to love or be loved again. And that we can learn to trust. In that moment, we receive something beautiful. And in very ordinary moments, we learn to be present, learning to listen, learning to receive. In being seen, we are healed. We also rummage through this day looking for a desolation, an attitude, a habit, an addiction, a pattern or a behavior where we resist presence, where we push against love, where we turn away from God's embrace. And as we rummage through this day, maybe we have found our desolation in a memory that we've tried to repress, but in the silence it bubbled up. In a wound that we just keep picking at, not allowing it to heal. Or a scar of a healed wound that we continue to touch, bringing us back to the pain. Maybe that desolation was manifest in our bodies. Our headaches or our jaws, the stress that we carry in our necks or our back, shortness in our breath, the constriction or anxiety in our stomachs. Maybe we were aware of it finally for the first time. And maybe that desolation are these voices in our head, in our heart, that we mistake as the voice of God. The voices of our inner critic. The voices that sound like shame, guilt, regret, disappointment, anxiety. Whatever that desolation was, we face it. And in facing it, we listen to what it says. But it's not the person who hurt us, but it's our response to the pain. But it's not the memory that we're still angry about, but it's that we won't let go of the anger. That the resistance we carry in our body doesn't have to hurt so bad, but we can let it go. And in facing the desolation, we consent by asking for help, for healing, for mercy, for forgiveness, or for strength. We ask that it draws us deeper into the presence of God, into an experience of love, into the ability of telling ourselves the truth. And in facing this desolation, we let our tears speak to us as seeds of hope. We let our breath free us, recognizing that in our breath we are alive, and in our breath we are invited to live freely. And in facing our desolation, we relax into the embrace of a God who calls us son, daughter. And in the safety of praying with this desolation, we move to hope. Hopeful that what we've received today will actually bear fruit in our lives, in our relationships. Hopeful that what we've learned today will allow us to be changed. Hopeful that in the truth of our own transformation, we are freed into being agents of healing to transform the world. In the hope of a new tomorrow, in the hope of new opportunities to loosen the grasp, to practice for death, in the hope that God loves us more than we want to be loved, that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves, and that God wants to answer our prayers more than we want them answered, because God wants to use us more than we want to be used in our own healing and the healing of this world. Amen. Amen.